Secretary of State, and deals with the process that we use to keep our voter registration lists as clean as possible. I want to make one comment before we even get started with this bill, and that is that in maintaining our voter registration lists, we are severely restricted in what we can do in that regard because of the National Voter Registration Act. That federal bill puts a lot of parameters on us as to what we can and can't do with our voter registration list. So as we're going through this, you may say to yourself, well, wouldn't it make more logical sense to do this? The answer is probably yes, but we are constrained by federal law. This bill aims at two different problems that we've got with maintaining our voter registration list. The first one is making sure that we get deceased persons removed from the registration list. Currently, the auditors get a list of deceased people from the local register of deeds and from the State Department of Vital Statistics. Those lists are not necessarily complete, and so what we are looking for is some additional avenues to get the names of deceased people and make sure we get them removed from the list. And those two other avenues that we're looking at here are the list of probate filings and specifically giving auditors the ability to review obituaries in their local papers and remove those particular names. In the House committee, I got a specific question on this. They're saying, well, you're getting these lists from the auditors and from the Register of Deeds in the state. What are you missing? I'll give you a specific example. I had an older friend of mine that died 2 weeks ago. He maintained a home in Pierre and a home in Pennington County, split his time between those two counties. When he got sick, he went to California for treatment. He died in California and was buried in California. And so the record of that death is not going to be recorded in South Dakota anywhere. And so his name currently probably isn't going to get removed from our registration list. But now when we can specifically through this bill give authority to get those probate filings, he would be included in that certainly, and also in the obituaries that would have been published in the paper this past week. And so we hope to be able to keep our list a little cleaner that way. The second part of the bill in Section 2 deals with the process that we use to remove the names of people that haven't voted in a certain amount of time. And this is the area where we're really constrained under federal law. Every off-election year, we review the voter registration list to identify those people that have not voted in any election in 4 years or updated any information, no contact whatsoever. Under federal law, then, we have to attempt to determine if that person is still living where they were registered. And so the process that we use is we send out a non-forwardable postcard to all those people that haven't voted. And if that card comes back undeliverable, then we can send out a second forwardable card that attempts to find them wherever they're at. And from there, we proceed down the process of either correcting their registration address or maybe ultimately removing them from the list. The federal law allows us an alternative process to that first postcard mailing, and that is using something called the National Change of Address System. And that is a system whereby when somebody moves and they notify the post office that they have moved, all that move information gets put into a large computer database. And under the federal law, we would be allowed to take all of these names and addresses of people that haven't voted in 4 years and match them against that change of address system, as opposed to sending out that first postcard mailing. And so if we take and match it against this federal change of address system, somebody shows up as possibly having moved, then we can go ahead and do the second mailing. And so basically we're saving one mailing, and instead of that, using this change of address system. Now you ask, why would you want to do that? To save money. In the case of the larger counties in particular, Minnehaha County estimates they'd save about $2,600 using this change of address system. For the smaller counties, probably isn't going to be any savings, and that's why we've allowed them to choose which system they want to use. I'll be honest with you, neither system is perfect. We aren't going to get everybody that we want to get with either system, but given the constraints of the federal law, this is the best that we can do. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Are there questions of Mr. Nelson? Senator Reedy. Thank you, Madam Chair. Chris, I believe that if a person from Stanley County dies in Hughes County, that is recorded in Hughes County, correct?
That's my understanding, yes.
But the person's address is listed in Stanley County. Wouldn't it be simple for that register of deeds to send a copy of that to the home county?
It would be, and I'm not so sure, but when they get the list from the State Department of Vital Statistics, that they may not get it through that fashion. But the ones that we're really missing are the ones from out of state.
Mm-hmm. Well, even locally. I think it's kind of strange that I know people from Vermilion go to Sioux Falls to a large hospital. They die in Minnehaha County. It's never recorded in Vermilion. But the address, but their Vermilion address is on the death certificate.
Yeah.
I think that there's, maybe we should require them to notify the home place. Someone that goes looking for that would not go to Minnehaha County to find
it. Sure. Well, it was my understanding that that list from the Department of, that the State Department of Health list was getting to the right county. But if that's, if it's not, and I will check on that, that would be another avenue we need to pursue.
Thank you.
Sure.
Senator Vitter?
Madam Chairman, Chris, when you go to the polls, in I got a case where my son hasn't voted since 94, and he's still on the books, and it could be anybody. And every time I go in, I tell him, I said, you know, he hasn't voted since 94, and he keeps appearing. Do they take the word of anybody? I mean, it could be anybody that said, I don't think this person's been in the state, and they would go ahead and just check it.
No, they won't.
I mean, to see if he really did vote when he turned those sheets back in. Do they go through them?
Yes, when you go to vote and they record that you have voted, mm-hmm. though that information gets put back into their computer so that they can track that four-year period I'm talking about. Now, if he voted in 94, then in 1990, and no election since, in 1999, that postcard would have been sent out to him at the registration address. If it came back undeliverable, then they would follow it up with that second mailing. But if it came to, let's say, your address and the Postal Service actually delivered it and you looked at it and threw it away, that's the problem with our system, because the auditor thinks, well, he's still there, mm-hmm. because we didn't get it back undeliverable. That's the problem that we have with the postcard system.
Okay.
Are there further questions? Senator Olson?
Thank you. Chris, do obituaries have to be, I mean, somebody passes, can a family request that the obit not be published?
I'm sure that they can. You know, and again, I'm not certain that we're going to get 100% of them with this method, but we think we're going to get a lot closer than we are right now. And a number of auditors have told us that they are using obituaries already, even though the law doesn't specifically authorize it. Others have told us we aren't using them because we don't have that authorization, but we'd like to, and so we want to just give them that ability.
Further questions of Mr. Nelson?
One more question.
Senator Vitter.
Can a person that realizes that his name is on a list, he don't live in a state, can he write to Dependent County and say, I want you to take me off the roll?
Yes.
And he can legally do that?
Yes, yes. Any person can authorize themselves to be deleted. And what's supposed to happen when that person moves to the new state and registers in that new state, those states send us a list of those people and we forward them on to the counties. But some states are very good about that. Other states are not.
Louisiana is not good about that.
It might not be. You know, Minnesota is very good about it. The state of Texas, their law specifically doesn't require them to send those to other states. So it depends on the state.
Are there further questions of the sponsor? Are there other proponents to House Bill 1009? Other proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents? Opponents to House Bill 1009. I don't see any, so I will close the testimony and ask for the committee for discussion and final disposition.
Madam
of the
Chairman,
Senator Vitter,
I would move to pass on House Bill 10009.
Senator Vitter has moved, and Senator Reedy second. Do pass on 1009. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, I will ask the secretary to please call the roll. Those in favor signify by saying aye. Those opposed, no.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Senator Dietrich?
Aye.
Senator Olson.
Aye.
Senator Reedy.
Aye.
Senator Bitter.
Aye.
Senator Hamm.
Aye. Motion carried.
I'll move.
The motion has been made to move consent. Is there a second? Senator Dietrich, second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no.
No.
The motion has lost. So 1009 will go to the floor. Pardon me? 1009 will go to the floor with a due pass.